Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
I'm starting out today with a shout out to the Kansas City musician, Kelly Wirtz, who composed the theme song for this show called The Little Spouse Rag. I'd like to thank Kelly for writing such a catchy little ditty. You can hear some more of his folksy music at wirtzmusic.com. While we're on the subject of music, I may as well fill you in on how different Joel's and my musical tastes are. A person who doesn't like country music on the high plains is practically committing sacrilege. That's why I try to keep my tepid at best enjoyment of that genre in the closet. But as listeners know by now, I can't hide my true thoughts very well, especially from Joel, who is a classic country western lover. The drunker the lead singer sounds while touting the joys of whiskey and loose women, the better Joel likes the music. Whenever Joel sanctimoniously comments on the crudity of some of the hip-hop I enjoy, I like to remind him of a couple of actual country lyrics I've heard while riding in his truck. Here are a few of my personal favorites. You're the reason our baby's so ugly. My head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus. And I just bought a car from the guy that stole my girl, but the car don't run, so I figure we're even. I don't need him to renounce country. I need him to acknowledge that other genres may have merit too. I'm happy to listen to some twang and some sorrowful guitar in his vehicle, as long as he's willing to listen to a bit of pop, hip-hop, and show tunes in mine. Joel claims that we could learn a lot about our relationship by listening to country music. I like to remind him that one lyric I heard went, "Mama, get a hammer, there's a fly on Daddy's head." He swears he's not talking about songs like that when he suggests we use Merle, Willie, and George as our marriage counselors. He assures me that he's talking about sappy love songs that almost bring a tear of love to his eye. Songs like, "I want to check you for ticks." He did admit that he could relate to the tune that came out a few years ago that went, "It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long." He's nearly positive that the song, "If I Had Shot You When I Wanted To, I'd Be Out By Now," does not have any messages to offer us as a couple. Oh, we can find a few things in common in our musical tastes. I do like folksy traditional songs. Much to my kids' chagrin, I love to sing along with "There's a Hole in the Bucket." Now, there's a song that has relevant lyrics. When I was a kid and we sang the song in music class, I always thought it was silly. I mean, why doesn't Henry just go and fix that stupid bucket? Why does he need to consult poor Liza at every turn? I'll tell you why. It's because Liza is the hub of the family. Literally everything that Henry does, bless his heart, has to be approved of and suggested by Liza. Joel, otherwise known as the Big Spouse, is incredibly hardworking, but like Henry, he loves approval. While I think I make it abundantly clear in Little Spouse that I deeply love Joel and recognize that I'm incredibly lucky to have found one of the 8 decent men on the planet, I do take many opportunities to poke affectionate fun at him. Thankfully, Joel assures me that he'll never, as Johnny Cash so eloquently puts it, flush me from the bathroom of his heart.
Dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with production assistance by Angie Hafley and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Have a great week!